Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Welcome back. Hour two in this league. Got it. ITL boys. Bogman and the Welsh right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Can be heard in all the places like the free Fantasy Sports Radio app. On iHeartRadio, on TuneIn. You can listen to us live on all of those places while also listening to us on demand. I think most of those places, iTunes, you know, just put us in the podcast thing. Give us those numbers. That's all that we're looking for.
Is that even if you're listening to it live? Yeah.
Yeah, listen to it live, maybe re-listen to it, maybe put it on play, go to sleep, wake up, set an alarm, come back, hit play again. Is it so bad to give us 4 or 5 downloads per person?
Yeah. Doesn't hurt. Never hurt anybody. Let's do it.
Maybe we can get on the weekday. Maybe we could have someone on the weekday acknowledge us. Do they know we exist? I don't think they know we exist.
The weekday people have no idea that we're alive.
No. Can you imagine if Craig Carton heard the Welsh? He would just be like, the what?
Who is that?
He'd have no idea. Nobody has any idea who we are over there. We've had Corey Parsons on our show multiple times, and Parsons would have no idea. He'd be like, who are you again? I promise you. We are ghosted. We are the ghosted FNTSY show. There's no chance. Think Gabe Morrissey knows who we are?
No idea.
Nope.
That's Tom Cruise knows who we are because he's always fighting the ghosts.
Yeah. Ghost protocol. A little ghost protocol right there. I would say the only person that knows who we are is the number one ranker in all the land, Jake Seeley. Jake knows who we are. Put a little respect on our name.
Right.
Jake. Shout out.
What's up, Jake?
Sup.
Shout out to Seeley.
Sup, Seeley. Sup. How you doing? So go check out patreon.com/ITL Army. Check out the pods and go to inthisleague.com and check out all the pure amount of podcasts we did last week. It was very overwhelming. 5 straight episodes and got a little nutty with it. You know, got some little Tenacious D put in there. It's all wild. But I think we done good, Bogman. We done good.
Yeah. At least we didn't have to argue about Eric Decker and Julian Edelman on that. Early results from the poll.
Oh.
Is 54% Decker, 46% Edelman. It's a hot race here, the Welsh.
And when you say hot race, you mean hot, sexy, hot race.
Sexy men.
Very sexy men. I would say Decker's going to take this over 60%.
Over 60%. Well, we'll check back in at the end, but it's running pretty hot right now.
As you said.
Decker's up just by a little bit.
Hot in the streets. So I want to talk about this subject, and I feel like it's dominating my life, maybe simply because I took him in the 14th round of every one of my drafts last year.
Eric Decker.
Yeah, not Eric Decker. Maybe Eric Decker.
He was going in the 4th round of every draft last year.
Well, this guy is taking in the 14th round, so I have him in almost every single keeper league that I'm doing, and he's once again become just one of the most polarizing NFL fantasy prospects to draft or actual NFL prospects. I'm talking about Josh Gordon. So we know the story of what's going on. Josh Gordon, he's, if they want to call it, seeking help, some further treatment, you know, just the getting his head straight. It's led to so many different possibilities and so many rumors from, you know, who is, I always forget his name, John Dorsey, GM, kind of being vague about the whole thing, like, I don't know, you know, gold jacket, green jacket, I don't know, what's going on, to, you know, we're going to sign Dez Bryant. It has led to so much speculation and kind of a bump down for a lot of people, though I do think it's interesting. Brad Evans had put this tweet out on August 1st. He said,
Brad Evans,
for Yahoo Fantasy Sports.
Yahoo Fantasy Sports.
He said, just polished off close to 1,400 words stating the case for Josh Gordon as a wide receiver 1 in 12-team leagues. Once he arrives at Browns camp, we'll release. Realize he's a divisive figure in fantasy, but hope you read the piece with an open mind. Tons of supportive evidence presented. So that was Brad Evans on August 1st. Thought that was interesting. On Friday, we got this little piece. There are a couple different pieces that came out that were like, I just don't know where they came from, and it was weirdly negative. One was this just little tiny piece of how, what was it, Mary Kay Cabot? Is that her name?
Cabot.
Reporter, covers the Browns. Put out this thing, Tyrod Taylor and Jarvis Landry, great connection. You know, super big connection, looks like the go-to guy. Then we were told, I have still not seen this, and I went on her Twitter and I didn't see it, so I don't know how verified this is, and I didn't see anybody talking about it on Twitter, but maybe I just haven't seen it, that Mary Kay Cabot, right?
Cabot.
It's the three-name thing that's screwing me up here. Mary Cabot. Mary Cabot is much easier for me to remember. So we were told, and again, that's why this was a third party, someone had said on another radio station that she had said something along the lines of, I wouldn't expect Josh Gordon to play all 16 games this year. Take that for what it is. That's kind of a comment. So this leads to, what do you do with Josh Gordon? So I was doing a little bit of searching, and I don't know if you've seen this, Boggs, when there's a lot of different people putting information out there. Just on Friday, who is this person with a blue check mark? Cleveland sports host, is a blue check mark, host of the Cleveland ATW pod, editor-in-chief of Climb the Pocket. I don't know, 20,000 followers, blue check mark, covers the Browns. He posts from Josh Gordon's Instagram, I believe it is, on Friday, a post of him working out. And I mean, you want to talk about sexy, by the way. Put Josh Gordon up against Eric Decker. This dude is ridiculous. And it shows Josh Gordon working out. Now, had you heard anything whatsoever in this entire process or seen anything of Josh Gordon, working out, any of those type of posts? It seems like it's been radio silence, right?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't heard anything, just that he's away from the team for his own health. That's all I've heard.
So this right here shows him on a grass field. Let's see. Let me get back, see what the hell he's doing. He's doing some like rubber band drills. He's like, oh, I don't think I could do this. He's going one leg down with a weight, his leg out, and he's pulling a rubber band. And he looks like an action figure, essentially.
Yeah.
So he's working out.
Or a doll.
Yeah. Or a doll. No, his elbows move. So he's an action figure. You're right. Yeah, he's an action figure. He's not a doll. And then I dig down. I had not seen any of this, and I hadn't seen anybody talking about this. And, it, you know, maybe it's nothing. There's a rumor going around that here is it right here. So this person had tweeted this. Says, my brother and wife, my brother's wife and mom-in-law went to Gainesville. And apparently there's a report that he's working out in Gainesville, and there are Gators assistants that said the rumor is about him just not wanting to be on Hard Knocks. And there's multiple pieces out there about that right now, that he's currently training at a facility in Gainesville. Gators employees that have been talked to say the rumor is he wants nothing to do with Hard Knocks. And that is the reason for the absence. Take the rumors for what they are. But there are photos, by the way, that are supporting and showing his workouts at the Gainesville facility. And then you've got this post that he just put working out there. What if this truly is just about Hard Knocks and we're getting built in value on Josh Gordon? I mean, I know you were never fully a believer, but what do you do if Josh Gordon reports for these games? What if he comes back and plays the last two games of the year and, you know, people are decimating his value? Are you still not a believer?
It's tough for me with Josh Gordon because I do like to avoid risk as much as I can. And I feel like Josh Gordon is a risk, but I feel like there's more to it. I still have him at wide receiver 25. I'm not backing off of that until I hear anything about a suspension or him possibly missing games for his mental health or anything like that. So until
then,
I'm not
anything for you. You see, he's literally sitting here. He's working out in a social media video on Friday. It doesn't do anything for you.
But I don't think that, see, my rank didn't change with him being away from the team anyway. I still got him at wide receiver 25. I'm not moving him up from that. So because there's a couple things that go into it. It's not just to me. I was unfazed by the news before, and I'm unfazed by this news now.
And I'm looking, by the way, here's another video from July 28th, and I can see because it says SEC champions in the background. He's actually doing a leg drill inside the Gator Stadium. So,
dude, get away from Florida. Well, Florida just had a bunch of players arrested and booted off the team for being involved with the local mafia in Florida. Get out of Florida. Don't be around that all that mess. They got players getting arrested for credit card fraud and BB guns. And did you see the thing the other day about how there's the stars are higher for the guys that have uncommitted from Florida, decommitted from Florida, than the guys that actually have committed
no,
to Florida?
No. Dude, but you want to know a better story? That even better than this? Did you see the story about the guy that ran into the convenience store with an alligator? And he was interviewed after, and they asked him why'd
Florida
you
man.
Do it. They asked him why'd you do it, and he's like, I don't remember doing it. He's like, I just remember pulling up to the gas station.
Salts.
He's like, I pull up to the gas station. There was a gator in my back, so I had to take him in. I just don't remember anything. And there's a video of it. And he's running around the gas station, goes into the beer cooler with the gator in his hand, and walks up to pay for his beer with a gator in his arms.
So you just got a pet gator.
Just big old. I mean, it's not a huge
yeah,
gator,
it's a baby
but
one probably,
it's big enough for you to hold.
Yeah.
It's,
okay.
It's pretty big. I mean, like I don't think I'm making it sound as big as it is. It's a pretty big gator. Yeah. So maybe Josh Gordon shouldn't be around that stuff. Also, one other little piece, because here's a problem. You guys got to create your own narrative. I'm more of an apologist for Josh Gordon. So I guess I'm looking for reasons
to be
positive.
Well, you're a fanboy of his talent, and I completely understand that.
Keith Britton, blue check mark real quick, executive producer of 92 The Fan in Cleveland, on Friday said Browns GM John Dorsey had said, Josh Gordon, I haven't talked to Gordon. I have not. I don't know why it's twice here. I haven't talked to Josh Gordon. I have not talked to Josh Gordon. I'm going to respect his privacy. I told you all he would be here, and he will be here. So, I mean, there's a litany of stuff that show him working out in Gainesville. Lots of people talking about that he does not want to be there for Hard Knocks. And I mean, he's not in a rehab facility. You know
what
I mean?
There's no denying Josh Gordon's talent, but there's this risk that comes with him as far as his past and his previous transgressions. And if he screws up one time, that's probably it for his season. There's that. But you also have to take in the fact that Tyrod Taylor's throwing the ball. They brought in Jarvis Landry. They have targets like Duke Johnson and David Njoku and Corey Coleman still on the team. They talked about bringing in stupid Dez Bryant. Like, there's more than one factor pushing Josh Gordon down my list, so I wouldn't take him with a top two wide receiver for me. There's multiple things doing that for him. The rest of these guys that I have, there's nothing remotely close to that.
Okay, let me ask you this.
As far as that goes.
Let me ask you this.
All right.
You think we get any bits of information on Josh Gordon in the first episode of Hard Knocks?
100%.
Do you think there's clarity in what's going on?
Absolutely not clarity, but his name will be mentioned in the first episode.
I think.
Regardless. They'll be interviewing players about it, like, where's Josh? Man, he probably just didn't want to be around all these cameras. You know what I mean?
I think we get that. I think we are going to get something that is going to center around first episode about why he's not here. And it's because mental health with Hard Knocks, having that type of attention put on him, that it's best for him to not be there. And that's what it's going to be about. Everyone is speculating
by the way,
that he's done something.
Hard Knocks is there throughout the preseason. Their last show comes out like the week after Final Cuts, like right before the season starts. It might be after the first game on that Thursday. I can't remember when it comes out, but they're there the whole time. So Josh Gordon could be away from his teammates and those cameras and his new quarterback and this new offensive system for the whole.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Whole of camp and preseason, which would set him back even a little bit more.
It's just so much wild speculation. You're right. I mean, what if it is he's away from Hard Knocks the entire time? And then what if they've got to give him a week or two to get ready? I mean, I can't imagine a team wanting to do something like that just to let the player avoid Hard Knocks, but maybe that's what they mean, that he's not going to play all 16 games because he's going to need more ramp-up time. Or maybe they're going to give him all this lead-up time, all this build-up. Maybe he just doesn't play the first couple games, and then maybe he's back to hardcore play the next two games, and maybe the Browns work to not make him available, you know, not build a story. I mean, they're going to build a storyline around him, but maybe they can build less of a storyline around him, and 2 weeks of Hard Knocks is a lot more manageable than theoretically four, but if you really want to call it probably five or six because of all the ramp-up time they've probably been there filming stuff.
You know what's funny, too, is like the Tyrod Taylor thing and people saying, oh, well, Tyrod Taylor's never had this much talent. But Marquise Goodwin looks pretty good out of Buffalo and in San Francisco now, right? How good did Robert Woods look last season? in
you're
LA.
Saying all it takes is to get away from Tyrod Taylor to get
I'm
really good?
I'm not saying that's all it takes.
Kinda
I'm sure
sounds
it's
like
veteran experience and a better offensive system and that kind of stuff.
Just not Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, Sammy Watkins hasn't made it yet, but people are oohing and aahing about him in Kansas City. So if he gets a lot better too, it's just the, you know, the stuff that he has to work with here, it just doesn't work for Tyrod Taylor. And I like Tyrod Taylor as a quarterback for like an NFL franchise, but as far as fantasy goes, I think he hurts my wide receivers.
By the way, I am so sick of knowing who John Dorsey is. Like, I've never known who John Dorsey was, and now all I hear is John Dorsey talking about Josh Gordon. Now, did you hear this asinine stuff of like, we might sign Tyrod Taylor to an extension? What are you talking about, dude?
Well, I mean, the same guy said, well, we kicked around signing Dez Bryant. I mean, that's just he apparently.
Shut up.
Yeah, his thing is just to say dumb things, I guess. I don't know.
Why is he talking? Why does he know what's going on either? That guy seems really clueless. It's another big problem.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but he came over from Ohio State. So I'm just kidding. I don't know. But you call him clueless. So I had to throw that in. So
we should ask Urban Meyer. Jab. He probably does or doesn't know what's going on behind the scenes.
He's probably like, no, I was never told about that. I have no idea.
So this brings up an interesting point, something I want to talk about. Because we're talking about reality shows, this Tuesday, August 7th, is the premiere of Hard Knocks. I can promise you I'm going to be so locked into it. We're going to have to do a full review of Hard Knocks
Now, let me
on
ask
the next
you something.
Episode. Yeah?
If it was only on Facebook, would you still be into it?
I'd be more into it.
Oh, whatever. Shut up.
I'd be more into it. Totally into it. Bogman wouldn't watch it at all. But what I want to do is I want to talk about a reality show, a sports reality show, a football show, but it might be the show that's becoming everyone's favorite past Hard Knocks. And it's Last Chance U. I've never seen an episode of it. And there's a lot of jokes going around, a couple of Urban Meyer jokes going. And I just want to talk about Last Chance U, what the hell is going on with it, and what we can expect in season 4, where Urban Meyer's the head coach of Last Chance U, right? You get last chances after Ohio State?
Yeah, I mean, some community college somewhere will hire you. It doesn't matter.
All right. Well, don't go anywhere. We'll be back. It's In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things, just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. After that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more? Let me tell you something about
In This League.
Welcome back. It's In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You know what's funny about that rejoin? Outside of it being incredible.
Brand new.
An A plus, one of the best things that we have.
Excellent work. I love it.
Is I got on the YouTube rabbit hole the other day. And you know, it's one of the most amazing things. I really think, Bogman, we want a show idea. We want to do another show. We should just do something called the rabbit hole. And you just spend an hour, you have a starting video and you just see where it takes you. And that's what you do.
I mean, that's what I do like every day. You
okay,
know?
But that's what we all do.
YouTube is tough for me. I try not to go, to be honest with you.
Wait,
I'm
dude,
like,
we had. I want people to understand this. I had Bogman pull something before the show just to send to me. And it was like 20 minutes before I got home. And I get the email of the thing like about 25 minutes after we talked. And then time passes. I get online and Bogman's like, I got caught in the YouTube rabbit hole for 45 minutes of just watching ridiculous videos.
Well, okay. So, you know how it has the history of the things that you watch. So I was watching a football thing that I sent to you. And then it was a rugby player reacts to watching Saquon Barkley for the first time. I'm like, well, I have to watch that. I mean, that's too interesting.
Sure. Of
so,
course.
I click on that, and the guy's just wiling out about how athletic Saquon is and
how did he
all
sound?
This stuff. Saquon Barkley is amazing. Look at that little shimmy he's got right there. And then he was talking about he had a video of him watching Polamalu for the first time. He's like, this guy would be an amazing sweeper. He'd be an amazing sweeper.
How's a sweeper?
I guess it's like the rugby version of safety or whatever. And I don't know. He was just like wiling out. So I like those reaction videos sometimes are pretty funny. And then there was one.
I like that you watch like normal videos sometimes. Normal videos that can like even your brain out from the hideous things that you
consume. Well, I'd say I watch more normal videos than I do those videos.
Well, that's good. That keeps you a little bit sane. So I don't know where I have a usual routine. I'll listen to like a lot of like Bill Burr or Bo Burn. I'll just get like comedy stuff. Somehow,
just the two most hateful people in the world.
Yeah, but Bo Burn.
And I'm watching the horrible videos over here. You're watching Bill Burr just murder everybody.
Yeah, it is.
All
that's
the time.
A good point.
He's just an animal, dude.
Somehow I got onto you know why this was? Because I was pulling a clip. It might have even been when I pulled this. I made this rejoin. I was pulling an Office Space clip, and I came across a YouTube video. That was a 30-minute behind the scenes of Office Space, and it was like interviews with, I don't know if it was like a DVD extra or something that was just on YouTube, and it's got all behind the scenes of Judge, it's got all the other characters, and they go through different scenes, and they talk about every character from Office Space, and kind of how they were created, and how the person decided to play it, and I was so locked in, and I completely forgot Judge played the restaurant manager who was like, can you just pieces of flair? Like, I don't listen.
Bradley has 37 pieces
of flair. 37 is your bare minimum. That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. That's okay. Yeah. And that was Judge. And he goes through, he explains how he created that character. He goes through all the characters and how they were played and just all the stuff. And it was just fascinating. You forget what a genius Mike Judge is.
You know what's funny is I watched a video the other night about, and it was like he was on David Letterman in like 1994 or something, talking about Beavis and Butthead, like right after it started, and how he kind of created the characters and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And that stuff is always fascinating, the behind the scenes things.
What is he working on? I'm going to his IMDb right now to see what is he doing.
The best thing I ever heard about Mike Judge when he was on WTF with Marin, and he was talking about Idiocracy and
how he made it.
Yeah, he was starting to, like, he said, I started to write it a while back, and then I was at the line at Disney World in the teacups, and these two fat women started fighting over who was in line first. And all I could think watching these two women beat the crap out of each other was, I got to finish that movie.
Yeah, and this is our future. Yeah, it's a great point. I'm trying to look here because what is. The only thing he has is Action Point. Is that apparently that came out? That was a movie that he did with Johnny Knoxville and some other people. That's his last movie that he is.
I bet the premise is Johnny Knoxville gets hit in the balls with something.
Probably falls off a couple things. Probably goes backwards over his head at least once.
What are the two? Johnny Knoxville has been in some normal movies. He's in The Ringer. It's not a normal movie.
That's not a normal movie.
But it's not
Walking
like a jackass
Tall. Movie. Walking Tall with The Rock.
Yeah. He was in that. And then what's that? He was in Dukes of Hazzard, wasn't he?
He was. Yeah, I think those are the only ones, though.
That's probably, and maybe Action Point. Maybe. We'll see.
Maybe. We'll find out. Let us know. If someone saw it, did he get hit in the nuts and did he fall over his head?
Yeah, if it's only on Facebook, I won't watch it. So.
No, you won't. So. There's a couple things to talk about. I want to talk about this other reality show, but it got sparked because of the Urban Meyer stuff. Now, Bachman and I did a whole pre-show we should have recorded on this entire subject. I don't know how much I personally don't care. I'm not a college football guy like you are. I really wouldn't even call myself a college football guy. I'll watch some games. I like to watch prospects. You're through and through college football guy.
Love college football. Yep.
Urban
College
Meyer.
Fantasy football podcast. I got two of them. Let me plug real quick the Welsh. I got one for us at In This League with my guys Blake and Blaze, and then I have one for Fantrax with John Lobb and Justin Heisey. So you guys should check those out if you are into college football.
So Urban Meyer is on administrative leave because old wide receiver coach is allegedly, maybe we need to wait, but it could be a real POS. Domestic violence stuff. It stems back, looks like, multiple years of allegations, but it's still going on. And he was Urban Meyer was asked during media day about it, and someone asked, like, did you know about, you know, the 2015 incident? I think that's what it was. And he's like, no. And then obviously they caught him in the lie, and then he kind of backtracked and was like, well, you know, I didn't mean to diverge, and blah, 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 blah. He's on administrative leave because of, I mean, I still don't know if it's because he lied to the media or because the whole point is, like, they covered up the 2015 stuff or didn't handle it.
I think it was because he lied to the media. I think that's what we're going with on that. So
is Urban Meyer going to be on Last Chance U? Is he going to be the next coach? Is he done?
To be honest, I think that they're going to wind up firing.
They're going to lose recruits if Urban Meyer goes, right? Have they lost any recruits yet?
1,000%. I haven't heard of anyone decommitting because of this paid administrative leave yet. But yeah, they'll definitely lose recruits if Urban Meyer goes because that's the draw. You know, you want to play with a dude that coached Tim Tebow, right, and has multiple national championships, and you're always going to be in the running if you're at the Ohio State University. And it's going to be a problem if he winds up leaving. Now, they do have, I think they said Schiano would take over for him if he left.
I mean, that's a good option.
It is a great option. But I don't know how it's going to wind up happening here. But I would, you know, in this day and age where it's if you're accused, you know, the court of public opinion basically says you're guilty, I would think that for their own sake, they would just get rid of him. So I think that end of the day, I think he's going to get fired. So,
I mean, that's a big deal.
It is. But I mean, look, we've had a lot of college football stuff with scandals, right? I mean, obviously, the biggest one in the history of sports is Joe Paterno. And, you know, the stuff what's his name? And just the, you know, Jim Tressel's had some stuff too. I mean, we've had so many scandals, you know, from little things to gigantic things, Michigan State stuff happening in college sports that
didn't, what was it? Rich Rod when he was with the U of A.
Yeah. Rich Rod. I mean, that wasn't like, yeah, it was just like he cheated on his wife. You know what I mean? That wasn't like a domestic violence thing or anything. It's just he cheated on his wife and he, you know, told people that, no, we're fine, blah, 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 whatever it was. But you have to get out in front of this stuff before the public opinion burns you to the ground like it did at Penn State. And also, you know, for the victim's sake, you have to get out in front of this stuff, I think, for a lot of them. But I think in this case, it's, you know, we've drawn a hard line in the sand. Like, you can mess up, you know, people love a redemption story, but this kind of, you can't beat on your wife. You know, you can lie, you can make mistakes, you can do all kinds of stuff, but you can't be involved in any type of domestic violence and keep your job. And in some cases, domestic violence has become so bad where you can't be accused of it and keep your job unless you're a closer for the Astros.
You also can't be secondary. Urban Meyer's going to lose his job.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. Urban Meyer, you know, the things that he did wrong here was – you know, like you said, potentially cover it up. But to be honest,
well,
I think
that's,
the cover up
that's
is
a question
worse than
mark,
the actual
though.
Thing.
Yeah, I know. I agree with that. That's like, I don't even know if that's true. Right now, it's that he's just lying about the knowledge of the situation. Because there's other rumors that are going on that, like, he said if he knew he ever did anything that Urban Meyer would fire him. So I don't know what all the things in question are. And it's way beyond me. I'm curious, though, from a college, because there's nothing else we can do, by the way. I mean, unless you have more personal opinions on the whole thing. I think the coach sounds like a scumbag. It's all alleged, but you know,
Zach
there's
Smith, right?
Yeah, Zach Smith, multiple issues.
Yeah, and deeper stuff into this. Like, he was accused in 2009 when he was working as a graduate assistant for Urban Meyer at Florida, and then he came over, and then he was accused of stuff in 2015. But it was just accusations. There were never police reports filed or anything, but now it comes to fruition where his ex-wife is filing a restraining order. He's being accused of harassment and trespassing and all this other nasty stuff. So they just flat out fired him. He had a press conference yesterday that, you know, where he went through all of the stuff and said, hey, look, you know, I wasn't a good husband, but I never hit her. So it's just one of these unfortunate situations where you just have to, we don't know what happened. We kind of have to wait for the facts to come up to the surface.
What's going
to
affect college fantasy football? Mike Weber going to get affected? Anyone affected at OSU?
No. J.K. Dobbins is the guy there now. I think that they'll pretty much run everything that they've been running. So I don't think
it's J.K. Dobbins. Who is that?
J.K. Dobbins is the running back at
So it's
Ohio
not Weber.
State. No, Weber. So Weber came in as a starter last season, but J.K. Dobbins just flat out outperformed him. And Weber played banged up. last season. I mean, you know what's funny is we were talking about this stuff because me and Blake kind of got hit up on Twitter a little bit because we had Stanley Morgan too low, and Blake had Stanley Morgan not on his
Nebraska
list.
Nebraska wide receiver.
Nebraska wide receiver Stanley Morgan, right. But, I mean, Justin, my guy Justin Heise got blasted in an article he did about his running back rankings because an Ohio State fan was upset that he didn't have J.K. Dobbins and Mike Weber in his top 50. So, I mean, just people are about their college guys. They're just a bit ridiculous.
College football terrifies me. The people terrify me. The players terrify me. The system terrifies me. We live in Arizona, and
it's just not that big out here. Like,
ASU versus U of A is a thing. I would say, you know, for 20 years, if you took the grand scope of 20 years, it was the Suns, then ASU, then the Diamondbacks. Like, that was the order of how things went. But it's still not what a real college town is. It's not, you know, Ohio
State.
Well,
there's a lot of places that don't have anything else.
Nebraska.
Right? Like, Nebraska is one of them. And you could say, like, well, Kansas doesn't have anything else, but Kansas is good at basketball, not at football. Alabama. They don't have a protein.
Alabama man.
Alabama man. So, and just all these SEC schools, I mean, the people are just crazy.
They are.
All,
dude, you know. They are crazy. Do you know what they are? They're the type of people that run into a gas station with an alligator in their arm.
Well, they're the type of people that poison trees at an opposing college.
You know what it is?
You hear all these horrible stories all the time. People getting beat nearly to death in parking lots.
Here's what it is. All of college football, their fans are the Bills Mafia, but what has happened is the Bills Mafia didn't grow up, and they just stayed there while the other people get the jobs and they do it. But when you live in Buffalo, you have to be that person still.
You couldn't be making a better point, because what else do they have in Buffalo? They have the Bills. Yeah. And they have no other professional team, so the people go crazy about it, and it's kind of like those schools where, you know, there's nothing else around.
I literally utterly terrified of being around just I remember going to like college parties and just being like, this is a whole thing. Like, this is a whole thing that's going on here. This is a whole process. There's a lot of things happening here. College games, the women are nuts. The guys are insane. And then what's even worse is the people that are, it's like the high school it's the letterman jacket people. The people that are out of college, they're 28 and they're still putting on the paint and stuff and going to games. Those people are psychopaths. College football terrifies me. So what it brings to me is this. I have not dipped my toe in the Last Chance U. I've heard about it. I know it's 3 years in. Here's what I know. I want to give this focus on the other side of the break here. So we're just going to give a quick little conversation, because on the other side of the break, I want you to break down. I want to play the trailer. I've never seen a trailer in my life of the show. I haven't. I just know of it. And I want you to explain to me. But here's I'm going to build up a perception right now, Bogman.
Okay.
Here's what I know. It's like a community college or something. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. Is that right?
It's community college. That's correct. Yeah. Community college.
It's probably, I want to say the coaches are a step removed from like working in jails. It's like, what's that movie?
I would say that, to be honest, they're closer than they're more like the ones that they have anyway here are one step from working at a big college.
I feel like they're like the longest yard head coach type of thing.
I mean, they are both coaches, because the third season went to a different school. Both coaches have huge flaws.
Okay,
I would say that.
I feel like the show, and this could be why I'm against it, or I just haven't dipped into it because I have an embarrassment. In theory, I feel like it's the housewife, or it's the Jersey Shore of football. We're gonna take the biggest, most unstable group of people, put them in one spot. We're going to put cameras on them at all times, and we're going to have a really intense process where it could change their lives on the line. And they put all that together in like a super, super southern place. And it is going to, it's going to be a mess. It's going to look like it's from another planet. How close am I?
I mean, I think the Jersey Shore of college football couldn't be a more accurate statement. I think that's a very, very accurate statement, what you said right there. I mean, okay. It's just too perfect. I mean, to be honest, they should have advertised it like that. This trailer should be like the Jersey Shore of college football. Yeah. That's what it should say, and that's exactly right.
You want to, yeah, well, we got a situation for you. It's third and one. That would have been, see, I'm selling this stuff. I'm perfect on it. Okay, so here's the deal. If you got an opinion, if you've been watching Last Chance U, sell me on it. Tweet me, at Is It The Welsh. Sell me on Last Chance U. What do I need to know? Do I need to watch season one, two, or three? Talk to me about it. What's your deal with it? But when we come back from break, I'm going to play the trailer. It'll be the first time I'm hearing it. And then, Bogman, I want you to lay out some scenarios for me. Talk to me about what's happening in this show. Also, where it takes place. And I actually don't... I'd love to know, why did they change spots? I feel like it would have been good. It would have been more Jersey Shore if you would have followed them all the way through. But maybe, like, did someone go to jail, maybe?
Yeah, someone did.
Oh, yes, I am good. All right, we'll be back. Don't go anywhere. We're going to talk about Last Chance U right here on ITL on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We'll be back.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old...
In this league.
Talk about www.com.me, you made you go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on, yeah.
That was a live look at the quarterback's coach and the backup quarterback at Last Chance U. That was our rejoin. Talk about WWE, lying on pole and the post. And my interpretation of Last Chance U is just essentially the guy from Waterboy. Dang old Bobby Boucher, all day down 40 hours, and walk out.
I'd say the first two seasons were in this place, and I'm not kidding, it was called Scuba Mississippi.
Oh.
And it was East Mississippi Community College.
I feel like that's a big fishing place.
It is not.
Mm-hmm. It's a big nothing then.
Dude, there's nothing there. There's a really nice football stadium there for the community college since they've won some national titles now. And after that, just nothing.
So Last Chance U. It's on Netflix. We're not getting paid for this, by the way. I've literally never seen it, and it's in the third season. Give me the two-sentence description real quick, Boggs, and then I'm going to play the trailer, and then I want you...
You just said it. It's the Jersey Shore of college football.
Okay, like, I just lived it. But it's essentially, it's people trying to bring their dream alive that have...
So what it is it's the guys that went to the big universities. You know, they were at Auburn, they were at Michigan, they were at Florida State, and they got booted off the team for failing a drug test, getting arrested.
Like Joe Mixon was like one more incident away from being on this show.
Right, exactly. So there's those guys that got booted off those teams that have to go to community college for a year before they can be reinstated after they get booted.
So they like all go to this one?
They go to a good one to get, you know, on a national team, coached by good coaches, and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, they have to go to these places, and this is one of them.
By the way, funny, I'm looking here. I see your rugby player. It's Jacob McDonald. Rugby player reacts to Barry Sanders, NFL highlights.
See?
I'm 100% watching this when we're done. YouTube rabbit hole. I know. It's ridiculous. All right. So this is the trailer for Last Chance U Season 3. Let's see if we can actually get it to like go here. Ooh, this guy doesn't look like happy. They changed the game this season.
Ladies and gentlemen, your Independence Community College Pirates.
It's a whole new field. Independence, Kansas. Oh, they're in Kansas?
I'm skeptical. They have had 20 years of losing seasons.
56-0, 63-0. It's hard to get yourself to go and watch.
The truth is, it all comes down to the coach. We knew we had to find somebody really good.
Hey, when it gets cold like that, so you know, probably a tornado. but I'm not taking these dudes off the field.
No sleeves and tattoos.
Coach Brown is from California.
That boy is straight out of Compton. He played for me in the hood.
He knows how to talk in the language that those youngsters understand.
I'm a cold hustler.
I don't care if you hate me now. Love me at the end when you get a scholar.
I gotta give these guys a love the classroom and love being a good person.
Doesn't sound like
last year. We're not in the cafeteria. Sports has consumed their lives and education's on the back burner.
She cares for you as a person.
I see the train wreck coming, and I am the train, so move.
Netflix original documentary series.
Malik Henry, number one quarterback in the country.
Malik Henry?
State. Every Malik. Place ain't for everybody. No. He's the best I've ever had.
I really don't want to be here. I'm better than this.
Carlos Thompson, phenom out of high school. He's on his last strike.
They gave me multiple chances, and I couldn't get it right.
I wanted to go to Athens where I could play.
Ooh, Michigan.
Me and Rakeem are both 100 yards a game backs.
As soon as I sent my film coach calls me up and he's like, here's a scholarship.
Carrie
my dad just got locked up. My stepmom crazy. And so I was like, you don't even got to tell me anything about this place.
And he nothing. Doesn't I'm have all his way. Teeth either.
It's an exciting time to be an independent.
Coach Brown has really turned this place around.
New
you.
You
want to win the conference tonight? Don't go. Don't go.
Oh, there's a fight.
I got you.
There's tears.
No greater thing than doing something that nobody expected you to do. Woo. You guys are missing out.
It was in a hot tub. All right, so let me ask you something here. I just want to go with a theory here.
All right.
That trailer that we just watched seemed a little uplifting. Seemed like, hey, this coach, he's tough, but he's fair. He's on your side. Hey, we got a teacher. She's tough, but she's fair. Hey, we want it losing season. They're building this storyline. Am I getting the impression that they're trying to build an uplifting message because seasons 1 and 2 might have got a little dirty?
Well, yeah, seasons 1 and 2 definitely did. And that was the coach, Buddy Stevens, for East Mississippi. Is this one or the others? That's the other two.
Oh, so that team was featured in seasons 1 and 2.
1 and 2, right. This is season 3. This is the first season they moved and they went to Independence. And it's, to be honest, like, this stuff is so depressing because you see some of these guys, right, that, like she said, sports has consumed their entire life. They don't have a backup plan. They don't have anything else. And, you know, what, 1% of these guys make it to the NFL? It's really tough to get money playing football. It's just not something that usually happens. So it's tough to see these guys. A lot of them just don't have a backup plan. And you learn about their background and stuff. And, they were brought up in rough situations. So it's all they know. And to be honest, like, the uplifting word that you said, nothing about this show is uplifting.
Have you watched season 3?
Yes, I have.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like, should I be looking at the season 2 trailer? Is this because I made a comment? Did like someone go to jail? And you said,
well, Isaiah Wright, this God, I can't remember. I think he was a running back in season 1 and season 2. He got accused of murder. Now, I think he's going to get out of it because basically what it was he was with a bunch of drug dealers. Mm-hmm. And they went in to get a bunch of drugs at this place and wound up in a gunfight. And him and his buddy were just sitting out in the car waiting. But, you know, he's a name.
Upstanding citizens. Just
he's a name. They nabbed him. Dude, one of the guys from this season, I can't remember his name. He was in the trailer. He was a linebacker that was like pumping everybody else. The who run, we run, that guy. He's like, his story is super depressing.
Give me, and, by the way, I'm looking at this. Coach Buddy Stevens gets punched by a referee in episode 4. Give me some, explain what is going on. Give me a couple crazy stories. Give me something, like, don't give away stuff, but sell me on why I need to watch this show. Because that trailer was fine, but it didn't rock my world. Maybe season 1 or 2 would do that. And I mean, I want a bunch of people that I can't understand what language they're talking about. Oh, I want some insanity.
I tell you what, dude, like the very first episode of season 1, these guys are so country. I can't understand a thing that they're saying. There's this quarterback for for East Mississippi, this big, goofy redneck dude. He's a backup quarterback. And I don't I can't understand a thing that he says.
They
the
have
whole
to
time.
Subtitle it.
Dude, he sounds like Farmer Fran from The Waterboy. He sounds exactly like that guy.
Let's go here now.
It's pretty close, dude. You're not far off. I can't understand a thing that he's saying. They have to subtitle some of them. But
really? Okay.
I swear to God.
I'm in.
Season one, they subtitle
some
of
them. If
they're
subtitling Americans, I'm in.
Yeah.
If you are so backwoods that you can't speak what is the word I'm looking for? Like
English?
Listenable English? Yeah, I don't know the English language. No, what the word I was looking for, like tangible English that you can even understand, I'm all in.
Right. And so I tell you why I watch. I watched the first season because
tell me.
Well, I'm trying to. I watched the first season because I think that the community college stuff is super interesting. And if you can get a community college with all these great players and see how they all interact, because most of these guys are one and done. You know, they're in there for a year. They have to go to class. They have to pass these classes and get at least a whatever GPA to move on to a new school. And then you see these recruiters coming down and asking the coach about them. And the coaches are, you know, and that's a tough thing about being one of those coaches. It's not 4 years, it's 2 years. That's a 2-year college. Guys are
and sometimes it's just 1 year. You know, it's funny you're mentioning that, because I went to a community college for a short period of time, and you know the one out here. It's actually had a bunch of NFL players come from it. Tim Rattay, Charlie Garner. I'm trying to think, there were a whole bunch of others. And the reason I know this was because when I went there, it was early onset of me studying journalism. And I happened to cover one of the games, and they had this tight end that was like a major recruit type of guy that was doing the one and done and was going to go to a major school. I feel like he might have went to like one of those Florida schools. But I cover the first game, and somebody gives me like the roster. And I'm there and I'm covering some of the stuff, and I just don't remember how long I hung out. And then I did the laziest job you could have ever done. And then I like check the scoreboard and I write some stuff about it. And I put that in because I did two pieces. My first piece was actually about the former athletes, and I interviewed an athlete that was there, this player. He didn't know what the hell was going on. And the second piece, I'm covering the game. After, I get someone come up to me and they go, so apparently you have a lot of the numbers and names wrong in the article, and some of the players are pretty pissed. And I was like, oh, I'll never come back here again, because I don't trust these community college guys that I'm going to be put into the ground. And had last chance you been around, maybe I wouldn't have just been put in the ground, but 6 feet under.
I got it. You don't want Isaiah Wright to hear that.
No.
Yeah, dude. So I thought it was interesting to see the community college football stuff, because I swear to God, like some of these rallies that they're having it looks just like the high school stadium that we had in high school. And it's just bizarre to me, because it's like, okay, these guys couldn't hack it in high school. Now let's watch them play football at community college. The people that are into it, to be honest, blow my mind.
How do you like? If I click on the, can I click on this video of Buddy Stevens getting punched?
No.
Oh no,
you can't. No,
it's the whole video just bleeps.
Oh yeah, there's no bleeps. That's why you can't click on it. Because I looked at that earlier. So basically, what that was
what happened?
A referee made a bad call, and it wasn't his call to make. It was like when the guy the farthest away from the play throws the flag, one of those. And Buddy Stevens, who is known for cursing just a lot, just all he does is yell curse words at everyone. He's yelling at this referee and he's cussing at him, and Buddy's getting in his face. Well, this referee's had enough, and he turns around and he shoves Buddy, and Buddy shoves him back, and then the referee punches him. So you have
this is like Adam Jones and the airplane attendant guy.
You have this head coach and this referee fighting, and this is
on the show.
This is the year after, I believe this is a year after year one. The main show was about this massive brawl that the police had to break up in the middle of a community college football game. Oh, it was just unbelievable.
Okay, now you're selling me. That's season one.
That I think that season, I to be honest, it was, you know, that was 2 years ago now, so I can't remember which season was which. I can't remember if it was season one was the brawl or season two was the brawl. But basically, you know, a brawl happened, and then I think both teams got a loss. And if you're competing for, you can only really have one loss if you're competing for a national title in community college. So because of the rankings and stuff, you know, it works just like regular college.
But what do they care? What does anybody care about any of that stuff?
What do you about the?
I guess the coach is the only one that cares. Aren't they just
God? Yes, they all those players care too. They want to win because they give them a ring, you know, like
so
they're real national
so they can
champions.
Sell it. Okay.
Yeah, I mean it's a whole thing. I mean these guys want to win. They're still competitors. You know, they're going to be honest. They're going there to win. To play. And most of those guys, like you heard Malik Henry say, you know, I feel like this is beneath me and all that stuff. Like that dude. You watch for some of those characters. I mean, Malik Henry has a helicopter dad, just like worse than LeVar Ball. Maybe not worse, but
on
the same level of LeVar Ball. That kid. Buckmaster, you were talking about, who has that big gap in his teeth.
Yeah,
you hear about his story, like the
looks
humanity,
like a guy that's going to be fighting in Rough and Rowdy or something like that. That guy,
the humanity behind all the stuff is really why you watch, but also just the bizarreness of these little tiny town America having this big event happen to them. And like you see in Independence, Kansas, they have these redneck dudes sitting in a grocery store, a little tiny grocery store that looks like it's from the 40s, playing cards. You know, they're just playing cards, normal stuff. I mean, it is very, very country, and it's just interesting to see. I mean,
got a real pretty mouth.
2 minutes of Independence, Kansas. They're on the practice field, and the Coach Brown is out there. Dude, Coach Brown just cusses out everybody.
Really?
It is unbelievable. He has no regard. It doesn't matter who you are. You're an assistant coach. You are the president of the school. You're the athletic director. You're a student. You get cussed out. It doesn't matter. He's out there cussing somebody, and there is a cow running around the goalpost, and a dude is chasing him with a gun. And they're all like, oh my God, is he about to shoot that cow? And then you see him aim and shoot, but it's a tranquilizer. So everybody thought that this dumb redneck was just going to run up and blow this cow's brains out right in the middle of the field during practice. So that's like your introduction to Independence, Kansas.
I mean,
and you kind of get to see how podunk it is. And it's just like the craziness of the coaches, too, because like I said, it's 2 years.
They don't want to be there, right? They don't want to be there.
Well, I don't know if Buddy wants to be there, but JB definitely wants to be there. Coach Brown definitely wants to be there. But they have to sell these players to the big school. So you got to be a coach. You got to be accountable for all these kids who have already effed up wherever they were before, most of them. They have already screwed something up huge and possibly blown their shot. And then you have to sell them to someone else right after you just got done screaming at them for a half hour
and shooting a cow. Yeah. Okay. Rank the seasons for me.
Shot on your field.
Rank the seasons for me, because I don't think I need to watch them in a specific order. So give me your rank.
I would go probably in order of 1, 2, 3.
But is that how you rank them of enjoyability?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, so
because
season,
when you get to three, like. The nice thing is you get to meet new characters and personalities and that kind of stuff, but it's kind of the same story that you've seen before because you kind of seen this stuff.
It's not a happy ending, though. Yeah, it's not a happy story.
Well, I tell you what, you know, when the kids get moved up to the bigger schools, that's a happy story. I like that.
Any guys from Last Chance U were drafted in college fantasy football?
No.
Okay, it's not that happy of a story. So
no, it's not. I mean, there's a guy that might make an impact this season.
Okay.
Maybe for all Arkansas.
Right. All right. Well, there you go. A little Last Chance U. If you guys want to weigh in, tweet us. Is it the Welsh Bogman Sports? I'd be curious. Haven't started it. I'm debating some shows. Sharp Objects. There's also what is that? Succession. I'm hearing a lot about. I'm looking for a new show, but maybe it's got to be Last Chance U. I'm almost done with Luke Cage, and I couldn't. Like, it couldn't end faster. Like, I just have to finish it. I'm so over Luke Cage.
Sorry.
It's not that good. So I'm looking for something better. So Last Chance U, Succession, Sharp Objects. I don't know. Let me know. All right. When we get back, we got a whole nother hour deep fantasy football talk. We got a lot to break down. So don't you go anywhere. We'll be back.